Izar Hashem, we're up to Siman Reish Sadi Vav Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says the following: Im Ein Lo Yayin V'Lo Shechar Ushar Mashkim. So we're learning the halachos of Avdalah, and if a person doesn't have the material that's necessary for Avdalah, so then in such a case, Yeshom Shemutal Lechol. Some say that in such a case, it will be permissible for him to eat. The reason it will be permissible for him to eat is because he's an ones. He doesn't have the material that's necessary. So then he's an ones. We know that you're not allowed to eat before Avdalah, but in such a case, he's an ones. It's a mutter. Mishnah Berurah comments, Yudches lechol, v'hadam rinim b'gemara da'amemer ikla la'atra v'lo ha'yelo amal la'havdol v'lo matanas al-machar. So there is an opinion in the Gemara that says that Meimar did fast, but that's a chumrah ba'alma. Yeshom says in the Chab Shema, Mitzapeh shi'alo l'machar, lo yochal l'machar shi'alo. Some disagree and say that one should fast. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, as far as this machlokus is concerned, Chaf Aleph, V'yesh la'achmir kisvar achron azu, says that one should be machmir like this last svara. If he's a weak person, so then he could rely on the second sheet. That's in Chaf Aleph. Mechaber continues. But if he only has one kos, and he doesn't anticipate that he's going to get one tomorrow, better that he eat before he makes avdol. So then he would use one kos for two things. He would use it for Birchas HaMazon and Avdallah. Mima, that's better than Shivarach Birchas HaMazon below kos. L'divrei ha'omrim de Birchas HaMazon tuna kos. If you hold Birchas HaMazon tuna kos, so then in such a case, then you're an ones again. You would eat and then you would make both Avdallah and Birchas HaMazon on kos. L'divrei ha'omrim de'in tuna kos l'yocho ad shi'yavdol. According to the other Shita, one would... one would wait to make havdalah and then eat. Umayri, the Mechaber says, because the lohay baal arvius b'tzimtzum. This the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef brings out. It's not a furish in the Rishonim, but the Beis Yosef cheshbens this out according to the Rishonim. Beis Yosef writes that if the above only applies if he has arvius b'tzimtzum. So if he only has Revius Betzimtzum, so then in such a case, he's going to be stuck. He can't make Havdalah first and not have a kos, because Berchas HaMazon is tuna kos. So then he could be, he's an ones, and he waits. However, he says, Shim ha'yumesim bo mayim yoser lo yoroi l'shtia. If it was a case where the kos was precisely Revius and had the perfect amount of mazuk kedino, so then in such a case, he can't add water. But if you can add water, so then make havdalah first, and drink a little. So what emerges over here is that if you have wine, which most of our wines, you could add a little bit of water to it, even though our wines are not as strong as they used to be. So then in such a case, the eitzah would be make havdalah and add a little bit of water to that kos. Derech Agav from the Beis Yosef comes out Mufurish, now it's not the sugya of kos pogum, but if as long as you added water, then it would make it no longer pogum, because the whole problem is that it would be pogum. But adding water, you see from here, is enough to remove the chash of pogum. So far, these are the straightforward halachos, and Bezras Hashem, we shouldn't have to know the dachkus that once upon a time our ancestors knew, where these halachos were halach lemaisa. Sivdal, mishen yodo maseges.
The Birkas HaMazon we're talking about here is for Lava Malka?
Yeah, he wants to eat Matzai Shabbos. Right.
Meaning you have to have lechem, meaning it's saying you have to have lechem and you have to bench.
Well, we're talking about someone, let's say, if he doesn't have a lot of wine, he doesn't have a lot of food. The only thing he has is bread. Mm-hmm. That's what he has to eat that night. Yesh lachkar, what should a person do in terms of Malav Malka? What happens if he doesn't, he's in this predicament, and you hold tuna kos, so then maybe he should have Malav Malka on something else, Yesh lachkar. Sivdal. Mishen yado maseges leknos yain lekiddush ulavdala yikra lavdala mishum lekiddush efshir bepas. So havdala, even though we saw last night that there's a machlokus rishon whether havdala is daraisa or derabanan, but it would seem lekulei alma, even if you hold it's derabanan, kiddush is daraisa, it's possible lekayim shneim if you would have a pass for kiddush and for havdala, which we saw earlier last night. We saw that many shittas hold that you can't use pas for Avdala, so then that would be the Derech HaMelech in such an instance. Sivav, Aymer Avdala Miyushav, Avdala should be said sitting. V'yesh Amrim Mu'umad, and some say Mu'umad. So this gets back to the whole discussion in general about Kiddush, whether Kiddush should be done sitting or standing, and the Svara to do it sitting is a similar to the Svara that we have to do Kiddush sitting, as described in Reish Ayin Aleph, that the Mishnah Berurah describes in Sivkat and Chav Zayin, that in general, Kfius is expressed by Yeshiva. However, he says the Yesh Omrim holds that if you clearly call everybody together to do Avdallah, then that's considered Kfius as well. In the minig that we have, L'dorei Doros, is to stand for everything, even Kiddush and Shabbos morning. There are different minhagim. Remembrance El Shlita told me his minig was to stand during Havdalah, like this Ramah. The Gra, Remembrance El Shlita quotes from the Maaser Rav, there is a Masorah that the Gra stood. The question is, how does it fit back into the Be'er HaGra himself, as far as the Gra's shitas of standing versus sitting by both Havdalah and Kiddush, but there is such a tradition that the Gra stood. Most people, I believe, even those who sit during Kiddush, do generally stand during Havdalah. Question is exactly why. So the Brisker Haggadah, Rav Nevinzel Shlita points out, says something fascinating but vague. The Brisker Haggadah suggests the following chiluk, a totally different hezber. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that he followed what he saw with the Gra and he stood, even though the Be'er HaGra seems to say something differently. And the Brisker HaGadah page, Rav Nevinzel here quotes even the page, I looked it up, this I did not hear from Rav Nevinzel Shlita, they quote the page, it's not here, it's in Reish Ayin Aleph, Rav Nevinzel is always in Reish Ayin Aleph, if I find it quickly, I'll tell you the page. Also, it's a well-known Haggadah called the Brisker Haggadah. It was put out in Yerushalayim. Anyhow, it's in Reish Ayin Aleph. I think it's Sivkat Mem Aleph. Ravnem and Salzar, Sivkat Mem Aleph. They give the Ha'ara. Anyhow, there's an interesting Svara that's presented. The question is, what does the Svara mean? Very fascinating idea. That when it comes to Kiddush, they argued that the Kiddush is the Borei Pri HaGafen is a chelik of the Birchas Hanene. If it's a chelik of Birchas Hanen, Birchas Hanen is supposed to be done miyushav. However, they argued when it came to Havdalah, the Baruch Pri HaGafen is not directly connected to the Havdalah. So the question is, what does that mean? That in one case, the Baruch Pri HaGafen is not connected. And Birchas HaMitzvahs is supposed to be done Mu'umad. So if you say that the Birchas Hanen is connected, so Birchas Hanen is Kovei, you have to sit. Birchas HaMitzvahs is supposed to be, that's a Mishnah and Challah. The Mishnah and Challah seems to say that you're supposed to stand. When it comes to mitzvahs, the Rush brings it in the end of Pesachim. So this would be the discussion as far as these brachos are concerned, sitting and standing. You could be mefalpel what exactly they meant, what that Masoris of Brisk is about, but it goes all the way back to Reb Chaim Volozhiner claiming that the Gros stood as well, as it's mentioned in Maaser Rav. Reb Chaim Volozhiner himself stood and said, don't tell me what it says in the Sfarim that the Gra wrote, you're supposed to do, I saw the Gra stand during Avdolah, so I'm going to stand. And that's what's brought down in the Brisker HaGadah. Tov, take a look at the Bira Gra over here. The Mechaber continues, V'ochez ayayin b'yamin v'ahadas b'smol. And you hold the wine in your right hand, and the hadas you hold in your left hand, u'mevarech al ayayin. So here, this is not so well known. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that when you make the bracha al yayin, already the besamim should be in your hand. Vishuv, notel ahadas b'yamin. Then you switch the besamim to your right hand when you're making the bracha bar minim besamim. Vayayin b'smol, and you have the wine in your left hand. Umavarech al ahadas, umachzer ayayin limino. And when you make the bracha of amavdu mekodesh shechol, so then in such a case you return the wine back to your right hand.
Ish also, no?
Oh, so Ish, interestingly, is not mentioned over here. Is that interesting? It's not mentioned over here. Let's take a look at Sifkat and Chavtes in the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein b'chol davar shemvarach alav tzarech lachso b'yimino b'shas ha-bracha.
It's very important. You saw some people are not careful about this. All of the Havdalah is supposed to be done ala kos. So since all the brachos of the Havdalah is supposed to be done ala kos, so then in such a case you should be holding kos in your hand. Obviously when you make a bracha on the besom, then it's in your left. And what he does is he looks at his fingernails, and then he makes a bracha bar priyesh. It's well known that there's a discussion of when you're supposed to look at the tzipor naim. Are you supposed to look at it before or after? So before we get to that, no pun intended, as far as what Rabbi Daniel had raised, the simple reading of the halacha is that you don't need to hold the candle. Many of us are makbid to hold the candle. It would seem that from the reading from the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah that there's no inyan to hold the candle, but rather somebody else holds the candle, and you're supposed to look at the tzipor naim. In terms of the...
When you're supposed to put down the kos to look at your thing, you have to put some either the kos or the psalm down to look.
For sure. By then you could put the psalm down, because the psalm are now, you're done with the psalm.
As far as the order, so the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. That you look at Bar Mi'aresh as a Birchas HaShevach. Shemavarchim la'achar hari'iyah. V'chein o'ya minig be'briskirov, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, or Letzion. Me'idach, minig ha'chazon ish, interesting, I'm sorry, not Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the stipler, the Chazon Ish's brother-in-law. The minig ha'chazon ish, ha'yiliris b'tzipar naim la'achar ha'brocha, u'bir shekivin shekach nokum beis olav, ein hu mishane, that you don't change, and that's what it says from the Siddur HaGra, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and the Igros Moshe says that is the minig as well. So there are two different customs of how do you look at this. Is this a Birchas HaShevach? If it's a Birchas HaShevach, so then, in such a case, then the bracha should be before. Or you say no, that this is not a Birchas HaShevach. What else is it? Fill in the blank. The Birchas Hoda. So that would be nice, right? Why would it be a Birchas Hoda? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu created fire Matzai Shabbos. So that's a fascinating question. Minhagim l'kan l'kan. I think the minhag of many is to do the following, is to close. The recorder can't see. This is not a Torah Anytime video. So the minhag is, that some have, is to look at one Sipur Naim like this, with the fist closed before the bracha, and then after the bracha to spread out and to see the Tzipor Naim from another angle. But these are different customs. Siv Zayin, with this we wrap up. Afilu shamu kol b'nei ha'bayis havdol beis ha'knesses, im miskavim shlo lotzeis b'dilim b'bayis. If they have kavana not to be yotzei, so then they should do it in the house. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah of Katan on the Gimel. Im miskavim shlo lotzeis, generally people don't have in mind, and in such a case it's considered if they weren't didn't have havdalah. Talmid Chacham ain't some havdalah shebeis haknesses of dinu beisam k'deish yuchlatz of bnei beisam, and there's some suggest that Talmid Chachamim should have in mind not to be yotzei v'chein roi l'chol adam linhog, and that's how people should be knowing. The truth is you could be mefalpel over here. Why did the Talmid Chacham have to not have in mind to be yotzei? We have a rule, yotza motzi, that even if you're a yotzei, you could be motzi others. So here, it could very well be that it's a little bit more complicated when you could evoke yotza motzi in regards to havdalah, in regards to being motzi women. So that's why the minig is to have Talmid Chacham, if they're going to be making Havdalah at home, to have in mind not to be yotzei. That brings us to the next big topic, and that is the chiyuv of Noshim for Havdalah, and that Umir Tzeshah will pick up with tomorrow.